Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast. And as always, I'm delighted to have you with me today. I wanted to ask you a question. Actually, before we get rolling here today, have you Googled yourself lately? You might be thinking, huh? Well, seriously, have you actually put your name into Google? Because here's the thing. If you engage in social media for business, you are leaving behind a digital footprint for your prospects and customers to find. So it doesn't matter how strict your privacy settings on Facebook may be, you really need to assume that whatever you post online can be uncovered during a Google search. Now, does that mean you should avoid saying anything personal on a social networking site? Well, not necessarily. But you do need to keep in mind that your online presence is a direct reflection of your personal brand. And whether you are a small business owner or a sales professional, it doesn't matter. Everything you post online is going to have an impact on the relationships you build with your prospects and your ability to close a deal and retain your current customers. So that's why it's a really good idea for you to search for your name on Google every so often. Thoroughly check through, you know, at least the first 10 pages of searches and review search results for images, videos, forums, news, all the other sections of Google as well. And when you are posting on social networking sites like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, what have you, do keep in mind the 80-20 rule. And what that means is that 80% of the content you post should be strictly business, and then 20% can be personal. Now, you can keep your social networking presence 100% professional, but it really doesn't hurt to show your prospects that you are a human being. You know, so go ahead and share that occasional personal tidbit about what's going on in your life. Maybe, you know, if you have some big plans coming up for the weekend or you're planning a vacation, something like that, you know, go ahead and put a, you know, funny YouTube video. I mean, I like to share actually videos of my cats and my dogs from time to time on my Facebook page, you know, or your favorite quote. But then on the other hand, of course, your prospects and customers don't have to know every juicy detail of what you did last weekend either. You want to keep in mind that what looks acceptable to you may not necessarily be acceptable to someone who wants to do business with you. Now, it's also a good idea to avoid contentious or controversial subjects in your posts, such as politics and religion, unless it's part of your marketing plan. And I got to tell you, man, I'm already seeing some stuff. As I'm recording this podcast, it's just been a last weekend were the attacks in Paris, and these terrorist attacks that took place. And it's now, you know, I'm seeing all sorts of things. Actually, I haven't been on social media that much, so I'm trying to avoid it. But I've been seeing posts from some of my other friends that are just, you know, wishing that people would just kind of put a lid on it and not get so emotional and extreme, really, in their beliefs, whether you're, you know, on one side of the issue or not, but it's just bringing out these really extremist views. And we're kind of forgetting the fact that we're all human and we need to have a little compassion for people. So, again, just, you know, unless politics and religion is really part of your marketing plan, I would be very cautious about engaging in anything like that. Another thing you could do is, you know, consider the mom test before you post anything online. You know, if your mom wouldn't like it, chances are your customers aren't going to like it either. So think about that. And remember to ask yourself if the content you plan to post is actually going to add value to your brand. Again, negative comments, attacks on others, or any other useless comments is not only going to hurt your image, but it's going to hurt your business. And that is, you know, you're just going to, it's just going to make things, make you suffer in the long run. So keep things positive, and you and your business are going to be much better off in the long run. So that's my message for today. I hope you take that to heart and think about it the next time you get ready to post something on social media for your business. And in the meantime, I would, again, as always, encourage you to subscribe to Write, Sell, Succeed on any of the platforms that you can, whether it's like iTunes or Stitcher Radio, and that way you won't miss a future episode. And also, leave me a review. I'd love to be able to hear from you. I'd love a five-star review if possible. That would be awesome. So if you could do that for me on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, that would be great as well. And if you want to connect with me, I would love to hear from you on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Gloria Rand is my username, and use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed so that I know that you are one of the podcast listeners. And I'd love for you to connect with me on Facebook as well. Visit my Facebook page. I have lots of good information that I share there as well. And let's see, anything else I've forgotten? Oh, one other thing I want to let you know about. Yeah. Tomorrow I'm going to have an interview with Danya Zimmerman, who is a business consultant, and she's actually has a legal background, which she's using to help her. The experiences she had as a as an attorney are what are propelling her now in her business. So that's going to be a rather interesting interview. So I hope you will tune in for that as well. So again, make sure you are subscribed. Okay. All right. Until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.